Okay. Mr. Chairman, Brett Holton, I'll bring the meeting back to order after a brief recess. Still present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we are doing the Commissioner's Budget Workshop next. So Chief?
Okay.
You're up.
So, Mr. Chair, this is actually, to be fair, the second workshop we've had with the Commissioners. We had a pre-workshop on May 7th at 3:30 that's on the agenda. And we went through the preliminary numbers before I actually put it in the financial software. So if you, anybody who's listened to the record, if they go back to the 7th, there's a lot of narrative on that discussion as well around this.
Okay, good point.
All the numbers that are actually in power plan through CNB for you are coming from that meeting.
Okay.
If you look on page 2, I just did a really quick 2-page handout. We'll get this on the agenda as well. Just realistically, you've got the A budget, the B budget, A being the salaries and benefits. And you've got the blue column, the FY25 approved. So if you look from the FY26 requested, it's actually down roughly, but there's no compensation added in there yet. So potentially if there's compensation, it's the Commissioner's Office. And again, this is just the Commissioner's Office, not the countywide budget. That might go up a little bit by a tick. So if you look down the FY26 requested budget, the stuff in red that are highlighted, those are the changes. As discussed, we talked about adding 521120. I apologize, I added too many ones in that column. On the GL code, so we're adding $3,500 in there, and that's for anything that the Commissioners want to approve for consultation, any appraisals, conflict counsel, professional services. We had $3,546 added in FY2020 for a specific reason. So we add that back in for just kind of an overflow contingency as needed. Any thoughts on that one? Are we still keeping it?
Yes, Chairman, I'm in.
Our best guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cell phone, we dropped that down $500 based on averages and what we've seen. The gray column, that's the average spend from FY19 and FY24. But again, that average is me coming into the Commissioner's budget in FY23 for a full fiscal cycle. So that should be enough to cover on the cell phone. Advertising, I kind of dropped that by $2,500 for the fact our trend has been $15,258 over 5 fiscal cycles. So I'm dropping that. And our actual year to date is below our trend at this point. And that's for any publications, legal notices, anything we do in the paper. Going down to the next red one, hotel. I dropped that down $1,000. We have $3,000 in there versus $4,000. And just for the fact that I attend a conference as the CIO, I move those expenditures back into IT.
Okay.
The airfare from $3,500 to $2,000, same narrative. That's an IT's budget for a conference I'll be attending or be proposing to attend. Education and training. Drop that from $9,500 to $5,000 for the exact same reason. Now there's a conference in IT, but what I've laid out in that cost is basically IAC Commissioner conferences. There's a conference I'd like to attend this year, and that's the International City County Management Association. That's the same conference that Ada County COO attends as well. And he said the value is there. So I've dropped it to reflect those. Association dues, we actually increased that by $500. And I believe the narrative was that we want to be members of chambers and other associations out there. So we just upped it by $500. And then we reduced the subscriptions down $1,000. Hospitality events, last year this was a new GL code the clerk recommended we put in place. And that's for hosting outside parties like TV. Or outside entities you want to host for community events. And we haven't spent anything out of that. I believe I'm not sure if we've put that in different items.
We have, possibly, you would have to look at, we had a recent event that is supposed to be charged to that. I just don't know if it's reflected yet in that code. That was the D3 meeting. we had pizza salad. So it was a couple hundred bucks and change.
We had that. We had TVP that should have been on that. And then we had, when we did the announcement for the new jail concept.
And stuff that public.
So there's several expense items that should be
chased down.
Should be there.
If it's on the credit card, it's not charged yet.
I see.
And again, it was a new GL code, so we'll just make sure that things are being classified appropriately in that. Office supplies, again, went off trending, dropped at $500. Computer equipment drops from 10,000 to 1,800 because there's three computers we purchased for FY25 on computer replacements, leaving only one, and that's for Commissioner Holton for $1,800 for FY26. And then the major expense is actually in 680410. That's for $9,500 to expand the AV system within this room to have a display for legal and a display for myself for presentations. So that, and holistically, if you take the B budget from FY25 approved, the 26 requested, we're actually down $10,508.06. And again, if we do any compensation, it'll probably go up a little bit beyond that, but we should be pretty flatlined.
Okay.
Pretty short and sweet.
Yep.
Chairman?
Yes.
I appreciate the chief setting up that meeting last week where we had the opportunity. It's been a great benefit. His position has paid for itself many times over. And the budget efficiencies and helping the efficiency of government overall in Canyon County. So I just want to say thank you for what you do, not just for the board, but you're servicing elected officials and all of our board departments by what you do in this capacity. So thank you.
Welcome. Any questions?
Yeah, on this sheet here, there's a six kind of underneath the PCNs that doesn't go to the left in any order. Does that,
yeah, Mr.
Is that an anomaly?
No, I just kind of merged those cells. It doesn't really correlate to any rows.
Okay.
Richie, just, we have six full-time PCNs allocated for the commissioner's office.
I see.
Yep.
Okay.
I had a question, sorry. The 10,000 or the 10,500 you have under, yes, on our sheet here, it's a different number that we have. So maybe there's just a number that's changed that.
So do you have on the FY26 requested 56,500?
Yeah.
Yep.
So that 10,508, that's actually just B2B.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because one of our goals is to keep the B line pretty much flat.
Yeah.
So I just presented.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yep.
Sorry.
I'm good, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right. I just, so on airfare, if we end up going to tour the steel cells manufacturing, will that cover that and any other incidentals, dropping it down to $2,000?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, if you guys want to go do an on-site visit for that to pull out of your budget, it would not sustain that.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm concerned about. Was thinking at some point we may want to seriously consider that.
And Chairman, I appreciate what you're saying, but I guess I thought that that ship might have sailed already with the team that went back there for that, but I am willing to hear more or what Commissioner Brooks thinks about that possible tour.
I can make an argument either way for it, Mr. Chairman. I mean, in one sense, yeah, we had several subject matter experts when it comes to detention facilities go back there, but
right.
In another sense, if we are to drop that amount of money, it might make sense for people ultimately responsible for that decision to see it firsthand. So, I mean, I can go either way.
And I can too. That's a good argument.
I'm just saying that, how do I word this? In the past, if one would have went back and viewed those stainless steel trailers that had any kind of skill or background in the art, would have never allowed that purchase. If I'm going to represent this kind of a purchase and this kind of a demarcation from normal brick and mortar to what we're looking at, if I need to make that kind of a decision, I do rely upon the people that are tasked with that. But at the end, we're making that decision, and it's a major change,
yeah,
even in the state of Idaho.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we did it the first time wrong.
And Chairman, so respectfully to your point, that contract was flawed, and there was no interest aside from myself. I did lobby many times to be able to go on site. Not that I'm a subject matter expert, but the argument that you're making is correct. For a decision of that size, to see it, to understand it, that you're right, that didn't happen the first time around. So as the decision maker, I would say that that's a good argument for looking at that and being able to field questions as to why that expenditure was made, especially where it's, there are some similarities. It is not going to be classified as a temporary, but it will be a different Lego type construction, which was how that other one was presented. So I want to make sure that we're all clear as board members on why we would support this and how there's a comparison contrast to what happened the first time around with that.
Mr. Chairman, I support your request.
Okay. So let's bump that back up.
So, Mr. Chair, what I would recommend then based on this conversation is on 545501 mills, I'd bump that to 2,500 instead of 2,000.
Okay.
That's just per diem rates. Bump the 545505 hotel from 3,000 to 4,000 because that would be pretty much a two-day trip.
Right.
Overnight for a hotel.
Right.
And then airfare, 545507. I would move that from 2,000 to 3,500. That's because it's in Georgia. It's about $500 guessing per person.
Right.
So I would make those three suggested changes.
Okay.
We're still under holistically from the $10,508, but again, I'd make those recommendations.
Right. Okay. Did the clerk's office follow that?
Yep.
All right.
Let's get those
put in.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe, Mr. Chair, car rental, based on spend, we're good there. Any other ancillary charges that would come with that could be assumed.
Right.
Proposed.
Yeah. Okay, I'm good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll accept our own proposed budget and go on from there. Is there any other discussion for this?
Nope.
All right. If not, I would make a motion that we consider ourselves adjourned till our next agenda item then.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are consider ourselves adjourned.